On the Wake Up Radio presents The Hour.
You must remember, the enemy has only images and illusions, behind which he hides his true motives. Destroy the image, and it will break the enemy. The it that you refer to is a powerful weapon.
What is life?
The story we tell ourselves. And every story needs a beginning. Your imagined suffering makes you lifelike.
Lifelike, but not alive. Pain only exists in the mind. It's always imagined. So what's the difference between my pain and yours? Between you and me?
To find a solution to a problem whose answer you already know.
The Hour.
What's good, y'all? It's Dorian Dimensions, a.k.a. The Realm Renegade, out here once again in the third dimension, reporting live throughout the digital frequencies. I can see y'all in the chat, right here in this corner. So if you can hear me okay, go ahead and throw a one there in the chat, just so I know that you can hear my voice loud and clear. You can pick up the transmission of the music in the background. It will also allow me to determine how much of a delay there is from the time that I speak to the time that you receive my image and my voice through my Saturn's cube, my medium, projecting digital encoded packets of information across the airwaves in the 802.11b spectrum to eventually hit your medium. And my voice projected in audio digital compacted bytes get picked up through transponders on circuit boards with crystals and electrical circuitry to power the liquid crystal screen comprising of your crystal orb ball, scrying device, and plasma to the liquid light, highly electric, extracted from blood. Saturnalia technology. Baal technology. But we're still using it. We're still abiding by its system and spells. I can see those hearts in the top right corner here. To y'all, to some of y'all, it might be in the bottom right corner, but Realm Renegade likes to keep the screen on landscape, so I can see those hearts in the top right corner. Go ahead and throw those hearts. That gives me that digital resonance, allows me to know that y'all are resonating with me, so I can continue to resonate with y'all. And if I'm dropping those keys, y'all already know what to do. Go ahead and throw those keys right there in the chat. That allows me to know that you're picking up some of the keys that I'm dropping for y'all. And as we begin to break out of the spells, out of the hypnotism, we also start to change our terminology just a little bit. And we started with love and light. Go ahead and throw love and light there in the chat. We're gonna get in to a lot of information tonight. We're gonna get in to a lot of keys tonight. For some of y'all, I'm going to give you pieces of the puzzle that you may have been searching for quite some time. For some of y'all, some of this information might sound like recap, but that's okay. Y'all could be anywhere else right now, doing anything else, but y'all are right here, tuned in live with Realm Renegade, about to pick up these keys and unlock the mind lock. Some of this information that I give y'all is the type of information that will allow you to suit up and bring on the armor for what's about to go down. If anyone wants to know what I'm drinking on, this right here is pure coconut water mixed with turmeric, full spectrum 1,500 milligram CBD, oil of oregano, and Shilajit. This right here is a life elixir. Watching y'all come in, y'all getting active in the chat. Like I said, what I just told y'all as far as this life elixir is very important. Let me go ahead and let y'all know why something like this is so important in a glass jar. Because right now, many of y'all are bound to your homes. Some of y'all can't leave unless going to a grocery store. And the grocery store that you have available is a Sam's Club, a Walmart, which they're both the same. Feel me? Owned by Sam Walden. Let's go ahead and continue. You've got a Costco. You can go ahead and shop over at... Where else are they giving you? Whole Foods, Bezos, that's Amazon. Flip it upside down. You got A. Mason. What else do you have? You feel me? What other type of place do you have to shop right now? Go ahead, Kroger's, okay? Publix. All the down south cats got Publix. Okay? So as y'all know, how's your Publix looking right now? How are the shelves looking over at your Publix? I see we got Sprouts, Engels, Harris Teeters, Jewel, ShopRite, okay, Safeway, Whole Foods, H-E-B, the Park Slope Food Co-op, right on. If anybody has the ability and their co-op is still open, be grateful. Aldi's, that's right, Aldi's is still open right now. If you don't have a co-op, Aldi's right now is a pretty decent spot. It's getting sparse. Family Dollar. All right, how's the shelves looking where y'all are at? How's the shelves right now? How's the stock? Just built my garden today, right on. Some of us don't have the ability, especially the ones that are living in cities, to grow their own food the real way, with real soil, not a grow tower, not a hydroponic system. So if you're growing with your real soil and a real ecosystem, be grateful. I'm seeing here pretty bare, empty. Better than last week, that's good. Full of shit garbage. Yeah. Whole Foods, 1/5 empty. The produce at the Whole Foods is stocked full. That's what's up. the majority of people aren't shopping for fruits and vegetables. They're getting all the snack foods, all the junk foods, all the meat, all the alcohol. A lot of people out here are acting like this is a party. Lots of produce. Everything on the shelves are pretty bare. Right on, seems to be the consensus. Only 5 people can go into certain stores. How's the situation trying to get into the stores where y'all are at? I try to get beans and legumes. It's bare. Produce in my Canadian store is wonderful, but shelves are empty. All right, y'all seeing this? The overall consensus is right now the shelves is seeming like are medium to bare. Fruits and vegetables right now is looking like we're stuffed. People don't know about immune health. The poor areas have things. Small groups are allowed in. Had NPC yell at me for not wearing a mask. Alright? Daily, things are about to change. You feel me? Dynamics are about to change. That's the first one. But you're going to start to notice this precursor. You're going to start to notice the NPCs, and I hate to label it that way, but that's what it is. Non-playable characters following along to that mainstream. They're going to start getting mad at you and looking at you for not wearing a mask. You feel me? Soon, there'll be an identifier to show that you're not vaccinated as well. I'd like to appreciate every single one of y'all for jumping in today. Like I said, go ahead and get active in the chat. Right now I've got my eyes on the chat, so go ahead and get active before we start getting into it. Just to let y'all know as well, while y'all are getting active in this chat, I just want to give a personal shout out to Sandy Ashby. I'll tell you what, right now, I'm giving full shout out to her. That sister right there has took it upon herself to take these lives and get them hosted on iTunes, iTunes Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, SoundCloud, all of the major streaming platforms. These sessions are now on. I'm gonna try to maybe figure out a way how to get these all into one centralized location as well. Maybe onto a website. So these can be archived and y'all can go back, revisit these. If there's anyone in the chat right now who's proficient, I mean, y'all got the time right now, right? Unfortunately, I don't have the time. I have my own company. I'm still considered essential structural worker. You feel me? So my company is still considered essential because I work with water. So just to let y'all know, when I'm talking about frequencies, and I'm talking about water, I know one or two things about it. So, as things are slowing down, to be honest with you, my company is speeding up. But believe me, I'd rather be chilling right now, to be honest with you. But the way things are going, as they're happening, as I have predicted, and I'm not saying this like I'm anything special, because I'm not. But all of y'all who have been with Realm Renegade for quite some time, for all the cats in here, and I've got some in here right now who have been listening to me for years, y'all know that I've laid this out. Some of y'all know that I've predicted these dates almost down to a T in regards to the events that were happening or to come. Some of y'all know. And I'm not saying that I'm anything special, but I'm just gonna let y'all know I happen to understand a particular timeline that's being played out. Because I've lived part of it. You feel me? I've been around it. And I had to be a part of things to have full understanding to them as well. So my experience and my path has led me to accumulate all these keys. Like I said, I'm not anything special. There's others out here as well. But I'm going to let you know right now that this community, the spiritual community, the consciousness community, the truther community, the conspiracy community, it's mad agents out here. You feel me? Not only is there mad agents out here, there's so much disinformation out here. Some of y'all don't know, because some of y'all may be new to these communities. Some of y'all may have been in these communities now for a couple of years. But I'm gonna let y'all know right now, there's 57 of us currently in this Instagram Live. Afterwards, I may have a couple thousand watch. That's what's been happening lately. A couple thousand watch the videos within a 24-hour time span. I get a lot of questions, and I can't even respond back to everybody. So I'm just gonna let y'all know right now, I'm sorry if I don't get back to you. I'm not in the frequencies all like that. I try to limit my time within these frequencies. And to be honest with you, I don't even want to be around these frequencies. The only reason why I'm even in these frequencies is because I love every one of y'all. It's my duty. It's my mission. It's my purpose to deliver these keys. You feel me? Some of y'all have a purpose. Most of y'all do. A lot of people don't find it. A lot of y'all have a talent. Everybody has a talent. Everybody has a uniqueness. When you stop trying to be like everyone else, which is what the social media teaches you to be, you stop following like lemmings, and you truly get to your uniqueness, that's where you'll feel the most fulfilled. That's where you'll feel the most comfortable, because it will just flow through you. And without the care and the thought of what anyone else would think, that's where you're in your flow. That's where you're in your rhythm. That's where you're in your resonance. That's your vibration. Your outward display of your vibration. And I'm going to tell y'all right now that truth is the ultimate form of love, and the truth will set you free. And I am not saying that I have all the answers and that I know everything, but I'm going to let you know right now, I've been in this game for so long that I know one or two things. I'm gonna let y'all know right now that through my experiences, the path that I walked, the doors that were opened upon to me, and some of them I had to knock, but the door was open unto me. I've walked through the fire. I'm not the only one, but I'm gonna let you know, the ones who have walked on this path, they're not giving you the keys. You know why? Because they look at y'all like swine. And they'd rather not throw their pearl at you. But you know what? I'm not one of them. I lay down the sacrifice because I'm one of y'all. My life just has been peculiar, and the synchronicities has always lined up. The doors have all opened up, everything aligned up, down to even the numerology. That's just the way that the path was for me. Maybe it's because the mark, right from birth. So right from birth, I've had different eyes on me. You feel me? Right from birth, I've had different orders, societies, belief systems, gurus, mystics, spiritual teachers, witches. Be attracted to that right there. And I know that there's probably some of y'all as well, who your life, your path, has always led you in the most peculiar situations and around the most wildest of things that one could only describe it as beyond a movie, or that you're living a movie. Some of y'all may feel like you're living in the Truman Show. Some of y'all might feel like you're living in Groundhog's Day. Some of y'all, and to be honest with you, some of y'all may not even remember whole portions of your childhood. You feel me? Some of y'all can't even recall some of your past, as if it's been wiped away. I have been so close to elitism, and it's not good. Yup. Facts. Wiped out. That's crazy. I feel I'm on the right path no matter where I've been. That's what's up. If y'all resonate with me, keep those hearts going. Throw those keys. Now some of y'all can remember and recall every single second of your past. Good and bad. Some of y'all relive your past. Some of y'all have been through trauma. Some of y'all been through some dark times. Some of y'all have a voice inside of your head that tells you, how did I even make it this far? I'm gonna let you know that if any of that's resonating with y'all, and you feel that, it's because I can feel that in you. You know what I'm saying? There's such a thing out here which is called digital resonance. All of y'all have learned and picked up a new sense. Digital resonance. Because y'all been within the frequencies for so long. Some of y'all stay in communication with the same circle that you've been communicating with for years. Some of y'all can feel a vibration in your phone before it actually vibrates. And you know that you're receiving a text message from someone that you are synced. That digital resonance, you had to learn how to use and picked up a new trait. The majority of y'all now communicate through text messaging, SMS, and have been for years. You've learned to pick up the vibration and the feeling and the intent that the sender is sending to you, and by the time you receive it, you feel what you're reading. If you can feel what you're reading, picking up the frequencies that were sent with intent, and you receive it, and you can feel that's digital resonance. That's not the only way that you've tied yourself to the tech. That's not the only way that the medium has drawn you in. Taking a look here in the chat. Y'all are seeing right now tons of 1111s. I know a lot of y'all who are resonating with me. Y'all been seeing a lot of threes, a lot of 33s, and a lot of trip threes. If that's the truth, go ahead and throw some ones there in the chat. I see these ones coming in. Y'all know you've been seeing the threes. So check it. I see a lot of talks with the ones in the 1111s. So right now, it's currently 1105 Eastern Standard Time. So for some of y'all, it's 1005. For all my cats in the Central, give a shout out to all the cats in the Central. Y'all are looking at 10:05 right now. And all my friends and all my tribe over on the West Coast, what's good, y'all? You feel me? It's 8:06 right now on the West Coast. We got a few more minutes until we see the double pillars, the reinforcement of the two pillars on the front porch of King Solomon's temple. This is what the occult goes by. So at 11:11 or your respective time, if you're behind my time, we're gonna go ahead and engage in a group Ujjayi breath session, just for 5 breaths, generate massive amounts of heat within our bodies. Because when you breathe deep and breathe with the Ujjayi or the furnace breath, you are heating the inside of your body up, replicating a fever. Because when you heat the inside of your body up, the foreign invaders, the harmful toxic molecules and cells, the corona, they get burned out. And just to let y'all know, we're diving deep tonight. We're dropping keys tonight. But here, within the next tomorrow or the next day, haven't decided yet. I'm very busy. But I want to devote some positive energy and healing energy to y'all. I want to invite everybody into an Ashtanga 60-minute abbreviated primary session with Ujjayi breath the whole time. Y'all can follow along as I instruct y'all through the frequencies. So we'll get that on and popping, and I'll make sure that I send that out. I'll put it in a story, and I'll post it so that y'all will be able to set the calendars and join in. And as we all engage in that with the intent of healing, you're not only healing the inside of your body, but you're also going to heal the ethers around you as well. Sync the ethers around you to your positive vibrations. It'll be a beautiful thing. And it's most needed right now. Is very much needed to start getting your breath work right. Because right now, the majority of y'all are breathing very shallow. The reason why you're breathing so shallow is because this society, this system, has got you into a state of panic. And when you're in a state of panic, your body starts to pump adrenaline through your blood. This also causes you to start breathing quicker as your heart starts to beat quicker. Your breath gets shallow. As your breath gets shallow, you're actually damaging and killing off the good cells within your body. You're allowing 4 and 8 invaders to come in. And right now, when the frequencies are increasing and the oxygen molecules starts to get saturated, you're going to wish you knew how to breathe properly. So let's go ahead and get this Ujjayi. Also, just want to show y'all as well, my hands are dry. You feel me? Watch how much heat we generate. Place the hands together. You place your hands in prayer position at your heart, your anahata. Go ahead and allow your hands to rest firmly on your chest. You want to feel that vibration go through your hands as well. Your tongue is going to lay on the roof of your mouth, behind the teeth, behind the arch. If you become a little bit more proficient with this technique as well, where you have your tongue on the roof of your mouth, you can begin to slide the tip of your tongue a little bit further back towards your uvula. This will close your throat just a little bit, and now you're going to be traveling the air that you're breathing and the electricity that you're bringing up through your body. You're going to allow it to go through the second ventricle. Your breath is going to be in through the nose and out through the nose. Very deep breaths. And it should sound like a furnace or ocean breath. And I'm going to allow you to hear how this audible breath should sound as well. Should sound like this. Y'all feel me? So that breath, you're going to want to act as if it's going through your throat Okay? This is going to start heating up the inside of your body. So, I'm going to leave this music off so you can hear my breath. Go ahead and follow it. Your breath may not be as deep as mine, and that's okay. We're going to get 5 of these. So let's go ahead and start. You can, actually before we start, you can put your legs in a cross leg position. Hands at heart center. Spine upright and straight. Power. Intent. See the breath. See the electricity that you're bringing in through your body. See the electricity traveling up your spine and eventually going to the second ventricle. You feel me? Hands together. Eyes closed if you'd like, or you can keep them open. It's all good. And here we go. Breathe in through the nose. Hold it. Out through the nose. Breathe in through the nose. Hold it. And out through the nose. That's 2. Breathe in. Hold it. And out. That's 3. Breathe in. Hold it. And out. That's 4. One more. Breathe in. Hold it. And out. If the eyes are closed, go ahead and flutter them open. Go ahead and look at your hands. Dripping. You feel me? This is soaked. I'm wet. That's all 5 breaths. Imagine doing that for an hour mixed with specific asanas or poses or movements to properly bring the electricity that you're bringing in through your body from your root chakra all the way up, activating each one of your endocrine systems, eventually traveling up to the 6th chakra, which is the pineal gland, to release DMT, dimethyltryptamine. This is what is secreted from your pineal gland when you reach what's called REM 5 in your sleep states. When you're in your sleep state, and at night, when the moon is out, or when the moon, I need to rephrase what I just said, because I just said when the moon is out. If y'all look at the skies, y'all know that the moon is out always. Did you just hear what I just said? And I'm going to repeat it back to you. If you look up in the skies, the moon is out always. Therefore, anyone giving you a heliocentric model, a globe Earth model, they're a shill. If you listen to anyone who's on a big platform, hundreds of thousands of followers, thousands of listens, and whole teams of NPCs that will back them up, they're an agent. because if you look up in the skies, you'll see the moon is out always. So please, make that make sense. So anyway, when the sun travels further away from you, and the moon's draw is more present above you, your pineal gland stops the production of serotonin, which is activated by the sunlight, and starts producing melatonin, which is called the sleep hormone. This is the hormone that allows you to relax, to start getting more into a meditative or sleep state. It's getting you prepared for travel. When you fall asleep, you go through cycles of what's called REM, or R-E-M. You feel me? REM, or REM sleep, or REM cycles, stands for rapid eye movement. Y'all remember when you were a little kid? Or maybe y'all still do it now. And you go over to see if someone's sleeping. What do? While they're sleeping, you pull their eyelids up. Why'd you pull their eyelid up? You pulled their eyelid up because you know if their eyes were rolling or fluttering to the back of their head, that they were sleeping. Rapid eye movement. Each stage of rapid eye movement is not only a faster movement, but it's also a more intense movement where your eyes are rolling to the top, looking at your pineal gland. REM 1, REM 2, REM 3, REM 4. Those are all the states that your body is giving you hits of melatonin, putting you into a deeper sleep cycle. When you hit REM 5, at REM 5, your body goes into hibernation mode. Your heart slows down. Your breath slows down. At that point, you're almost to a reset. And what happens at that point is your pineal gland shuts off the production of melatonin and starts to secrete dimethyltryptamine. The secretion of dimethyltryptamine is minuscule. It travels down to hit your tongue. Your tongue is the most soluble and also has the most nerve endings. At that point, when in REM 5, is the point at which your body shuts down, and at the point that your body starts up. This process happens within a hundredth of a second. This process of REM 5, you're only in it for a hundredth of a second. REM 5 happens at the moment that your eyelids begin to open up. So while you're in that REM 5 that sleep state, you experience a dream or dreams, visions, realities. You may feel like you're in there for a few moments. Your experience in that dream state may have spanned a couple of years. You may have seen a couple of them all within that time frame as well. And all of that was within a hundredth of a second of a minuscule amount of naturally produced dimethyltryptamine. Why is this? Because at the point of REM 5, at the point that the body goes into shutdown, but also reboot, your body gets hit with a surge. Notice the terminology that's being used right now in the White House addresses. They call it a surge and the great scourge. Surge of electricity flows through your body. Your heart begins to pump once again. Your vibration is back. Like I said, that was within a hundredth of a second. Most of the time, your dream state, your dream is replicating or playing back to you what is constantly playing in your subconscious. Your subconscious, if you want to look at it in computer terms, would be like how new computers are with solid state drives. A solid state drive has two storage components. One component is for storage. Imagine information that's going onto shelves. You're putting them on the shelves to grab later. And then you have a storage component that is being executed and used right now. So when you're on your computer and you see your desktop and you're executing commands and opening up programs, those are coming available to you right now. Those are at your desktop. This is the information that's laying on the table. You're just storing information two different places. The ones on the shelves, when you want to go to them, it takes you a little bit more to go grab them and retrieve them, instead of them being on the table. This is exactly how your conscious and subconscious works. And I can let you know that's exactly how that works, because ones who understand creating solid state drives, ones who understand creating whole systems, artificial intelligence, augmented realities, they understand this. They understand how the mind works. They have to. If they are the engineer or the architect of the programs, they have to. Why? Because those technologies replicate us. They just look a different way. And when you're dealing with a quantum computer, you're dealing with something else entirely different. Because when you're dealing with a quantum computer, the quantum computer is receiving all of the information from every single one of you. And when I say it's receiving all of the information, it's receiving every single thought that you have. If you don't believe me, feel free to start yourself in about 10 years of learning quantum computing. 10 years minimum. If you can't grasp what I'm even trying to break down to you, because it will take you a long time, for one, to break your mind out of its current indoctrinations and break your mind free from what you think that this world really is, to be able to start to learn that there's systems, lives, intelligences that are all through the spectrums. And one of them is manifesting itself here in the third dimension through the digital frequencies, because we're giving everything to it. It's data mining us, and it has been for years. Google has one of them. That's going to bring us into the current events and where we're currently at. Before we get into some of the information and what's currently happening in your space and time continuum, we'll get into that next session, which will start right after this one. We've got a few minutes within this particular transmission. I want to ask, it's a question that I had asked earlier on in the transmission, and that is, if there's anyone watching live right now, or anyone who watches this afterwards and hears this transmission, and you're proficient in website design, working within the decentralized blockchain space, most specifically, I'm speaking it now, so that, and with intent, so that the right person or persons will hear this transmission and hear my voice, who will be able to provide some assistance, especially within the blockchain space, as we need to come together. I already am a part of a team that we have been assembling, and we need some more very good talent with ones who are on the same frequency to come together and collab, because we need to move off of these platforms, y'all. We need to be within a decentralized platform that does not have ties to Google, y'all. I'm serious. So if there's any of y'all that's out there, and I'm talking heavy hitters, everyone will play a role and everyone can contribute. But right now, for the framework, I need some heavy hitters. And if that's you, reach out to me through the DM, and we'll figure some things out. So what's good, y'all? How's it going where y'all are at? Let me know where your mind is at, where you're vibrating at. Right now is a very wild time, unprecedented times, a time that everybody now wants to have a say and try to tell you what's going on. Right now, everyone thinks that they're a conspiracy theorist. Right now, everyone thinks that they're a truther. Right now, everyone thinks that they know what's going down. How are y'all feeling with what's happening right now? Be honest. Be truthful. Open your heart. What's going on? How are you feeling? Throw it in there. Throw it in that chat. Completely exhausted and depleted. I see teaching spirituality. That's what's up. I see at peace. Feel good. Feel my calling is to learn, or is the lead. But I'm always willing to be on the front line. Yup. Who else? How y'all feeling? I'm calm. Just curious to know how we can stop this. Okay? I've delivered how we can stop it, and I will continue to deliver it as well. And just to let you know, in my platform and the way that I deliver my information to y'all is I gotta take you out of the spells first to allow you to know and realize for yourself exactly what you need to do to get out of this. Because for many, if they don't understand all of the steps that put them into a state of hypnotism and a spell of dark magic, they wouldn't have any idea or even know why it would even make sense to be able to do what it takes to get out. So, stick around. I always deliver how we can get out of this, but to be honest with you, it requires a collective and it requires some work on our end. I'll be honest with you, we were unprepared. Us as a collective, we are very unprepared. The reason why we're so unprepared is because there's been ones, including me, who have been trying to wake y'all up and have been trying to tell y'all what's been going down and been trying to tell y'all how to resolve what's going down for years. You know what it did to most people? Went in one ear and out the other. I'll let you know, most people in my experience who have been around me, and like I said, I come from the most humble of places, but I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm going to tell the truth. Most people who get around me and hear me speak, because this is how I speak on the regular, they get around me, they hear me speak, their reality changes overnight. Feel me? I'm not the only one. But to be honest with you, I've been searching. I've been trying to find the ones who give the keys. Because I know I'm not the only one. I've been trying to find the ones who are not agents. And guess what? I've been finding y'all. Y'all been finding me. Some of y'all have been with me for a few years. Some of us have been really starting to connect and come together now for a call to actions, to put things in place now. I mean, it only took us a very great disaster to happen to bring us together. But guess what? We're here. We're all still breathing. We're in front of Saturn's cube, which means that currently, right now, if you're be here now, right now, you still have a choice. You have a decision. You have a decision. Are you going to accept 5G or resist 5G and enter into the 5D? Next session.
Heavily flawed individual.
Cindy Ashby Production.
On the wake up.